Can you give us an idea of the impact of Typhoon Haiyan?
Well, the impact we know is significant. Over 13 million people have been impacted across over 300 kilometers, spread across many islands, many remote. What we're concerned about is, again, 13 million is significant. Let me put it in another context. Also, 5 million people have lost their livelihoods in one way or another. This is equivalent to the size of a city like Singapore. We knew even before the typhoon hit, 2.2 million people of that were already vulnerably employed, lacking any type of social protection, regular income, skills development, basically living at or near the poverty line.
Is there something the ILO can do, or is the ILO doing something specifically?
Well, again, in many cases, we know initial humanitarian efforts such as food, water, medicine, shelter are going right away and helping victims in that regards. But also what the ILO has done in other typhoons here in the Philippines, such as Washi, Pablo, and even during far back as the Boxing Day tsunami in Indonesia, Sri Lanka, and Thailand. Work on livelihoods begins on day one. We basically go in working with people to assess their communities, to clean up their communities in order to help them also build back better. So on day one, we work very closely here in the Philippines with the Department of Labor and Employment, the Department of Social Welfare and Development. They go in right away. We already know, speaking to the Department of Labor, that Secretary Linda Baldos put in on the ground right away in Omak and also Tagloban, Under Secretary Becca Chatto, to reestablish that office. Because again, what we have to remember is the people in those areas were also government workers. Their offices were destroyed. They are in shock as well. So we're working very closely with these teams to support emergency employment. So these people that are ready to start rebuilding and cleaning up have incomes, but also making sure they have social protection. In these areas where they're working, we know there's glass, rubble, and again, we need to provide the right protection in terms of working. Gloves, boots, masks, so they're not breathing in any of those particles. Last thing we want to do is have these individuals become victims a second time as they start rebuilding.
The ILO has quite a lot of experience with such projects. How effective are they?
Well, I can speak from experience. Before becoming director here almost 4 years ago, I worked in Geneva as chief of the Employment Trends Team. We work very closely with disasters around the world. Earthquake in Pakistan, floods in Pakistan, as I mentioned earlier, the Boxing Day tsunami in Sri Lanka, Indonesia, and Thailand, as well as Haiti. We understand that these programs go into place, and they have a way of transforming these communities. In the Philippines, Typhoon Washi hit almost 2 years ago. And what we began there in emergency employment services, working with these communities, helping them clear up, was only the first step. From that, we were able to work with the communities and also provide skills such as carpentry, electrician, plumbing, welders, but also people that could run daycares so that women could equally engage in these recovery activities. So when we start with emergency employment services, those start within the first few months and work. But our projects have a long duration. They can run up to 2 years. But what we're going to do in these communities is actually help them build back better by gaining these skills. So in these communities, master these skills through we support in terms of training. We also work with them on how to set up businesses. So they learn how to run a business. They learn how to send out proposals or bids for other projects so they can work in other communities or support businesses rebuilding as well. And what this gives us an opportunity to do is to build these communities back better. We know in a country like the Philippines, it's not only about restoring their livelihoods, but taking the opportunity to help them reduce poverty. We know here in the Philippines, 41% of the employment are among those who are vulnerably employed. This is an opportunity to increase their productivity, increase their community's livelihoods, so that they can lift themselves out of poverty. Aid is very important at the beginning, but we also need to take this opportunity to help these communities reduce their exposure to poverty. And we do that by ensuring that they have skills that are marketable and can basically transform these communities.
Thank you very much.